Well, good morning. How's everyone? Hope you've already had your coffee and you're all relaxed and ready for a pretty amazing presentation, if I do say so myself. My name is Wayne Shields. I'm president and CEO of the Association of Reproductive Health Professionals. But for the purpose of this session, I'm also on the advisory committee for a brand new initiative that has been growing for the past 2 years called the Initiative on Multipurpose Prevention Technologies. Now, the shorthand for that is MPTs. It's yet another acronym for those of us in public health to learn, but it's a good one. And hopefully you can be part of the planning for coming up with a much better name for what you're about to hear about. But in the meantime, this is what they're called. And what you're going to see is the cross-section in a very interesting new way between clinical researchers, bench scientists, social scientists, healthcare providers, and health advocates, and not just for the United States, but around the world. This is a global initiative. And this is housed at a place called CAMI, which is the Coalition Advancing Multipurpose Innovations. And you don't have to remember that quite yet, because you're going to hear from Suzanne shortly about that group. But in the meantime, this is a totally cool new thing. MPTs allow us to think about prevention in efficient new ways that cross the silos of HIV, STIs, and pregnancy prevention. So it's kind of a cool thing, and it really is the future. A lot of foundations are getting into it, as are folks in health ministries in quite a few nations. We're going to start this presentation by helping you see kind of exactly, kind of a one-on-one. What exactly are the, what is this MPT's thing? What are they, and what the heck do they help us with? And Dr. Suzanne Petroni, who is the Vice President for Global Affairs, I don't have your card in front of me, Global Health for the Public Health Institute, a major international agency in doing this kind of work around the world. She received her PhD from George Washington University in public policy and has a master's from Georgetown in foreign service. And before she had this very cool position at PHI, she was a senior program officer for the Summit Foundation. Well respected in the world of women's health, very involved in the whole concept of prevention and combined with population and climate change. So Dr. Petroni, if you could come on up and help explain what the heck this MPT's thing is to her.
I'll do my best. All right. Thank you, Wayne. So as you can see, and as Wayne just introduced me, I am not Bethany Young-Holt, who is the director of the Coalition Advancing Multipurpose Innovations. She is not able to join us, so I'm stepping in and doing this presentation, but I'll get to her contact information at the end of the presentation here. So as Wayne so kindly introduced, we're going to start with a discussion of what are MPTs and why do we need them. So I'm going to set the stage with a discussion of what they are, and at the center of that stage is a woman, and particularly a woman of reproductive age and her unique needs. Now, many women around the world of reproductive age want and need access. They want access to safe, affordable, healthy, easy-to-use options that prevent pregnancy and also prevent sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. They want and need independence, the ability to control their choice of prevention methods in light of their varying respective needs, lifestyles, cultures, and unique circumstances. They might want privacy to ensure safety within their relationship. And they want good health for themselves and their children and their families. But we know that women around the world face obstacles to achieving all of this, including cost, knowledge, and partner cooperation that can prevent them from consistently using methods that can prevent pregnancy, HIV, and other sexually transmitted infections. And you can see some of the tragic results of this lack of access on this slide. I think these are relatively updated figures, and many of them you'll be familiar with, but pretty significant numbers that that we're dealing with. And in large part, this is associated with the fact that existing prevention strategies aren't meeting women's needs. They're not addressing the simultaneous risks that are associated with unsafe sex. So we know that there's this pressing global need, but we also know that despite the obvious biological, behavioral, and physiological linkages between the risk for unintended pregnancy and the risk for sexually transmitted infections, researchers have been working in silos to prevent pregnancy, to prevent HIV, to prevent STIs. And we know that current single-purpose prevention products are not ideal for the millions of women who find it difficult to access or to take more than one prevention product at a time. So imagine products that can do multiple things at one time, prevent pregnancy and STI simultaneously, products that are accessible and that meet the holistic needs of women, and that's really what multi-purpose prevention technologies are about. By expanding the range of effective prevention options for women, MPTs would provide the means for each woman to address her own unique sexual and reproductive health risks as they change over time. And not only would MPTs better meet the comprehensive needs of women, the end user, but by addressing more than one need at a time, they would likely reduce the costs in comparison to products that are intended for only one health need. Before going forward, let me go back. I'll go back about 3,000 years. Some brief history and about a minute of 3,000 years of pregnancy prevention and STI prevention. So it was about 1,000 BC when Egyptians invented, or at least are credited for inventing, the sheep intestine condom to prevent pregnancy. Jump to around 1600 AD, Fallopio found that condoms also prevent sexually transmitted infections, specifically syphilis. And really, this was the first recognition of the concept of a dual protection device. And then we go to 2000. Not much has changed from the year 1600 to 2000, except better polymers and better manufacturing capabilities. Condoms were pretty much still male-controlled, but there was a burgeoning recognition of the need for protection methods that women themselves could control. Looking at contraceptive technology, we know that it's actually advanced at a pretty rapid pace in the past 50 years. Beginning in the 1960s until now, oral contraception has really had a huge impact on women's lives around the world. In the 1970s, injectable contraceptives and the copper T-IUD were first developed. In the 1980s, an implantable drug delivery device, Norplant, was first developed. In the 1990s, drug-emitting delivery devices, Mirena, were developed in Finland. And then in the 2000s, we've seen the intravaginal rings. All of this really, these developments have made contraception one of the great technology successes in all of public health, especially in women's health. MPTs build on the great work that a lot of people on this slide and others have been doing, scientists, researchers, developers, donors, advocates, around microbicides over the past two decades, and we'll hear a little bit more about microbicides later on. Innovation around the prevention of sexually transmitted infections hasn't moved quite at the pace of innovation around contraception. Really, in the past 15 years or so, we've started to see it upswing, and then even more recently, the development of woman-controlled multi-purpose prevention technologies has begun to become a global priority for all of the reasons that I've discussed. But right now, we still only have two multi-purpose prevention technologies available, female condoms and male condoms. There are many new methods that are planned or already in the pipeline. Some of these include combinations of drugs, combinations of drugs with devices, bacterial therapeutics, vaccines, and nanoparticles. And then we've got some potential devices and tools that could be used to deliver MPTs, including diaphragms, vaginal rings, films, and tablets. In terms of vaccines, we anticipate that vaccines that prevent more than one sexually transmitted infection at a time could be available within the next couple of decades. And hopefully, though not as likely, the same thing will hold true for contraceptive vaccines. Okay, so let's get back to CAMI, and what is CAMI and what is it trying to do? As Wayne said, CAMI is the Coalition Advancing Multipurpose Innovations, and it has an initiative, the Initiative for Multipurpose Prevention Technology, the IMPT. And CAMI and this initiative exist to encourage research and development around MPTs to help meet the needs of women around the world. CAMI leads a global initiative that connects science, industry, and education to drive a new generation of technologies that will address these multiple linkages and multiple health risks that are associated with unsafe sexual activity. CAMI does its work through collaboration, convenings, advocacy, and research. Currently, CAMI is working on tracking all of the available and emerging drug-to-drug and drug-to-device combinations and vaccines that would protect women from one or more of the following: sexually transmitted infections, including HIV, unintended pregnancy, and other reproductive tract infections. CAMI is also leading an international symposium on MPTs that will be held later this week, and I'll talk about that in a minute, and then an international meeting in London taking place early in 2012. And the coalition is currently funded by USAID, Mary Wolford Foundation, NIH's Office of AIDS Research, the Sierra Health Foundation, and a growing list of foundation, agency, and individual donors. And it's really a truly collaborative initiative in the true sense of the word. Members and supporters of the initiative include partners from around the globe, and you have NGOs, government agencies, service providers, funders, product developers, and advocates, and these are just some of them. CAMI has undertaken an environmental scan of the products in the pipeline. The goal of this is to track and make available the emerging and available MPT microbicides, devices, vaccines, and other novel approaches. And to date, we've identified over a dozen products that are in development that fit the definition of MPT, ranging from those in the preclinical to clinical stage of development. And this scan is going to be updated every 6 months or so. So I mentioned the international symposium that's taking place later in the week. CAMI is working closely with Wayne's group, the Association of Reproductive Health Professionals, to plan this meeting. And the goal of the event is really to advance MPT science and then to translate the science into practical and accessible applications. We're going to convene a multidisciplinary group of about 150 experts from around the world, social scientists, regulators, donors, market researchers, activists, and providers, as well as product developers, to reflect on the product profile recommendations that came out of a think tank that we held in May of this year. I believe we have copies of the notes from the think tank, and we should have enough copies to go around, but if not, I'll give you a link for that online. And then the symposium is also going to look at the social, cultural, and behavioral dimensions of product development and helping us recommend next steps forward. So talking about next steps, as we look forward to the next year and beyond, the IMPT has identified the need to continue coordinating novel approaches to work together, continue to try to facilitate funding, including from governments, for research and development of MPTs, to try to expand support among policymakers in particular, but others, including product developers, both in the U.S. and around the world, to refine the product profiles that we're putting forward, and I think Wayne will talk about those, and then to help with regulation and the regulatory pathways. So I think I will leave it at that. Here are some links that you can go to for more information. There's also a nice little two-pager at the back of the room that you can pick up on MPTs and the initiative, and thank you for your time. Okay.
Thank you, Suzanne. And make sure that Suzanne is in your Outlook inbox, because you're going to want to talk to her about this and many other things that PHI is doing. Sorry, you need to get a lot of these emails. What's exciting about this, MPTs, is that this is a great direction for our field to go that brings people together in a way that looks towards the future, but also it's not just about the future. Yes, right now we just have male and female condoms. Mm-hmm. Certainly, you saw a couple of pictures. There's a cervical cap that was just approved and then should be out soon. There's some products. There's a new female condom with hormones that will be available in China soon. This is an initiative that works globally, and the active participants are folks in sub-Saharan Africa, India, China, of course the United States, Western Europe. So it's a developed world way to move forward. And having said that, what I'd like to do now is introduce you to one of the major gurus of the microbicides development world. Her name is Dr. Samo Kaliso Dube, and all of us in the field of microbicides, and if you've been following it for the past 15 years, know that name. She's going to come up and talk a little bit about the experience of MPTs and how the microbicides field has led to this point, particularly from the perspective of sub-Saharan Africa, but also her experience in other nations as well. She's the Africa Program Director for the Global Campaign for Microbicides, which has been one of the major organizations moving this forward over the past 15 years. She received her MD or MPH and her MBA from Wits University, that's with a W, in South Africa. And I welcome her to give you this perspective about a regional profile, microbicides and MPTs. And we'll talk a little bit more about microbicides a little later too.